It's an honor and privilege to be here today. I'm surprised you had me come back after I've been here once before. But I'm excited to be here today, and I always enjoy preaching out of God's Word. And the message I have today, if I would title it, I'd call it Talents. The Lord gave us all talents and gifts to use, and we need to use them. And we'll start in Matthew chapter 25, verse 14, and I'm going to read this through. Jesus always spoke in parables to relay his message in a simple way that we can understand it. And here he's talking a parable, and I'm going to start reading in verse 14. For the kingdom of God is as a man traveling into a far country, who called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods. And unto one he gave 5 talents, and to another he gave 2. And another he gave to every man according to his ability. And he gave another and 1. And he that received 5 talents traded with them. And he gained another 5. And likewise, he that had received 2 talents gained another 2. But he that received 1 talent went and dug a hole and buried it in the earth and hid it. He hid his Lord's money. And after a long time, the Lord of those servants came and checked on them. And so he that had received 5 talents came and brought another 5 talents, saying, Lord, thou hast delivered unto me 5 talents. And behold, I've gained besides them 5 talents more. And the Lord said unto him, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make him ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord. And he also that received 2 talents came and said, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 2 talents. Behold, I have gained another 2 talents. And the Lord said unto him, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord. Then, which had received 1 talent, came and said, Lord, I knew that thou art a hard man, reaping where thou hast not sown, and gathered where thou hast not strawed. And I was afraid, and I went and hid my talent in the earth. And here it is, the 1 talent. And the Lord answered and said unto him, thou wicked and slothful, lazy servant, thou know that I reap where I sowed not and gather where I have not strawed. Thou ought to put the money in the bank at least, that I should have received interest on that money. Now, we talked about that as money things. Now I want to read these same verses. And we're going to talk about spiritual things, more of a spiritual avenue than just the money type thing. The talents that the Lord has blessed us with, our gifts, our talents. You may be good at encouraging people. Maybe you're a good carpenter. You can build a building. Maybe your gift is mathematics. There's a zillion different talents you could have. Maybe you're caring. Maybe you're encouragement to others. Maybe you can do reading real well. But we all have gifts and talents, and we need to use them. And I'm going to read through these same verses again, and we're going to think about them in a different way. For the kingdom of heaven is like a man traveling a far country, who called his own servants, delivered unto them his goods, their talents. And the Lord gave each man talents, and he gave the first one 5 talents, and the other 2, and the other 1. Every man according to his several abilities. And he took straight away off on his journey. Then he that received 5 talents went and traded them and gained 5. You know, like when you're witnessing for the Lord using your abilities, you're winning people to Christ. You're doubling your talents. And likewise, the man that received 2 gained another 2. But he that received 1 talent went and dug a hole in the earth and hid his talents. And after a long time, the Lord of those servants came back to check on them. And so that he that received 5 talents came and brought another 5 talents, saying, Lord, thou hast given me 5 talents. And behold, I gained besides another 5 talents. So when this person got before the Lord, he said, behold, Lord, you gave me 5. I got 5 more. He was happy to see the Lord, wasn't he? Because he was excited. Look, Lord, what I did with the talents. And the Lord said unto him, well done, thou good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy. And he also that received 2 talents came and said, Lord, thou hast delivered me 2 talents. Behold, I gained another 2 talents. He was excited too, wasn't he, to see the Lord. And the Lord said unto him, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou have been faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy. The Lord. Then he which has received 1 talent came and said, Lord, I knew that thou art a hard man. This guy's got a different attitude, doesn't he? He's coming before the Lord. He says, I know that thou art a hard man, reaping where thou hast not sown and gathered where thou hast not strawed. And I was afraid. The other 2 people weren't afraid, were they? They were excited. This person was afraid. Because he didn't know Jesus Christ as a Savior. He didn't use his talents that the Lord blessed him with down here. And I was afraid, and I went and hid the talents on earth. But here it is, the 1 talent. Never gained anything. And the Lord answered and said unto him, thou wicked and lazy servant, thou knew that I reaped where I did not sow and gathered where I had not strawed. Thou ought to put the money in the bank and draw an interest. You should have used it. Here's what the Lord says. Take therefore the talents from him and give it to the one that has 10 talents. For everyone that hath shall be given, and shall have abundance. But from him that hath not, it shall be taken away, even what he has. Let's go through that verse again. For everyone that hath shall be given, and have abundance. But he that hath not shall be taken away, even what he has. Now, I have a verse that might give us a little insight on that verse that we just read. In 1 John 5:12, it says, he that hath the Son has life, and he that hath not the Son has not life. Has not life. He that has Jesus Christ has eternal life. He has abundance, but he that hath not the Son doesn't have anything. Because it says right here, for everyone that hath shall be given, and he that and have abundance, but he that hath not shall be taken away, even which what he had. And it goes on. And I will cast the unprofitable servant into outer darkness, and there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Where is that? That's hell. The ones that hath not Jesus Christ. And it goes on. When the Son of Man shall come in his glory, and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon his throne of glory. This judgment day, when we face the Lord Jesus Christ. And before him shall gather all nations, and he shall separate one from another, as a shepherd divided the sheep from the goats. Now, in Scripture, the sheep is always a Christian, isn't it? and the goats are the unsaved. And it says he'll separate the sheep from the goats. And he shall set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on his left. Then shall the king say unto them on his right, that's the sheep, come, you blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundations of the world. It's prepared for the Christians, the sheep. And here's why the Lord says, this is the true Christian, not the fake Christian. This is one that truly lived for Jesus. Here's what Jesus says. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in. I was naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came unto me. Then shall the righteous, the true Christians say, Lord, when did we see you hungry and fed you, or thirsty and gave you drink? When did we see you a stranger and took you in, or naked and clothed you, Lord? Or when did we see you, Lord, sick or in prison and came unto you? And here's what the Lord says. And the king shall answer and say unto them, verily. When the Lord says verily in the Bible, it means listen, listen, this is important. Verily, I say unto you, inasmuch as you have done it to one of the least of these, my brethren, you have done it unto me. When you do it to the least, not to rich and famous, when you do it to the least, expecting nothing in return, when you've done it to the least of these, my brethren, you have done it unto me. Then shall the Lord say unto the ones on his left hand, the ones that never came to Christ, depart from me, you cursed, unto everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me no food. I was thirsty, and you gave me no drink. I was a stranger, and you took me not in. I was naked, and you clothed me not. I was sick, and I was in prison, and you visited me not. Then shall they also answer him and say unto them, when, Lord, did we see you hungry, or athirst, or a stranger, or naked, or sick, or in prison, and did not minister unto you, Lord? Then shall he answer and say, verily, listen, I say unto you, inasmuch as you did not do it to one of the least of these, my brethren, you have not done it unto me. And these shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into eternal life. I have a little story here. Well, let me read one more scripture before we get into that. And in Matthew chapter 7, we talk about the way to heaven. Matthew chapter 7, verse 13, it starts out, enter you into the straight gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. To hell. And many, how many? Many be there that find it. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few be there that find it. The way to heaven is straight and narrow, and it says, few be there that find it. There's only one way to heaven, Jesus Christ. And it goes on, she says, Jesus says, beware of false prophets, would come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they're raving wolves. What do we talk about the sheep? Sheep are the true Christians. But it says here, beware of false prophets that come to you in sheep's clothing. This day and age, there's a lot of wolves in sheep's clothing. You can turn the television on. There's a lot of television evangelists. There's some good ones. But there's a lot of bad ones. They're the sheep They're the wolves in sheep's clothing. They look like a pastor. They dress like a pastor. They have a Bible, and they do use some of the Word of God, but they twist it to manipulate it. Send in your seed of faith so you can be blessed. Send in all your money. But the Bible doesn't teach give so you can get. It says give expecting for nothing in return, and you'll be blessed. Don't give so on the notion that you're going to get back. The Bible says, give, expecting nothing to get back, and you'll be blessed. So you got to watch the wolves in sheep's clothing. You shall know them by their fruit. Every good tree produces good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. And a good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. And by their fruits you shall know them. A true Christian, you should be able to tell by their daily walk and talk. And it goes on to say, here's some verses that I would relate to some of these wolves in sheep's clothing. It's Jesus says, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many, it says, many will say unto me in that day, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name cast out demons, and in thy name done many wonderful works for you, Lord? Here's what the Lord says. And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you that work wickedness. And it goes on to say, whoever heareth my sayings and doeth them is like unto a wise man who built his house upon the rock. And the rains descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon the rock, Jesus Christ. And everyone that heareth these saying of mine and doeth them not is likened to a foolish man who built his house upon the sands. And the rains descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell. And great was the fall of it. Great was the fall of it. Is your house mounted on a solid rock, Jesus Christ? Is your life mounted on Jesus Christ, standing on the promises of God? Or is it on that shifting sand? I have a little story here that'll fit right in to our message today. It's about the Queen of England. The Queen of England often visited Bob Barnero Castle. On one occasion, when she was walking by herself, it started to rain, and she rushed to the shelter of the nearest cottage. And a lady came to the door who was really upset that someone would bother her that time in the morning. She opened the door a few inches and barked, "What do you want?" And the queen didn't introduce herself. She just merely asked, may I borrow an umbrella from you, ma'am, please?" "Just a minute," grumbled the woman. She slammed the door and was gone for a moment and returned, bringing this rattiest umbrella she could find, one with broken ribs and small holes in it. She pushed it through the door and said, "Here." The Queen of England thanked her and went on her way with the ratty umbrella. The next morning, the Queen's full escort, dressed in full uniform, pulled up in front of the cottage. One of the escorts knocked on the door and returned the umbrella to the woman, saying, "Madam, the Queen of England thanks you." As he walked away, he heard her mutter, "If I would have only known it was the Queen of England, I would have gave her my best umbrella." You know, we all have our gifts and our talents. We got to face the Lord someday. And who are we like? Are we like the one that had 5 talents and doubled them? Are we like the one that had 2 talents and doubled them? Or are we like the one that had 1 talent and blew it, threw it away, hit it their whole life? Hit it. If I would have only known, if you get in front of the Lord, are you going to be like that lady when you're in front of the Lord? If I would have only known, I would have gave him my best. But so many times, we waste our time, our talents. I know I do. So many times, I'm wasting my time, my talents, on doing things that's meaningless, worthless, when I could be doing something that makes an impact for all eternity, for Jesus Christ. What are we doing for Jesus Christ? Is he going to say, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant"? You've been faithful over a few things. I'm going to make you ruler over many things. For I was hungry and you gave me food. I was thirsty and you gave me drink. I was a stranger and you took me in. I was naked and you clothed me. I was sick and you visited me. I was in prison and you came unto me. And Jesus says, when you've done it to one of the least of these, my brother, you have done it in me. That lady, she said, if I'd known it was the Queen of England, I would have gave her my best umbrella. The best. But does that make her a good person? Because she was going to give the Queen her best umbrella? Because she was the Queen? No, it doesn't. She was giving, expecting to return. She was giving, hoping she'd make some points with the Queen to get something back from the Queen of England, to be a friend to the Queen of England, so she could tell her friends that, hey, I'm a friend to the Queen of England. That's why Jesus says, when you've done it to one of the least of these, my brother, you have done it unto me. Not when you give something to Donald Trump. Not when you give money to Oprah. When you've done it to one of the least of these, my brother, you have done it unto me. That's why Jesus Christ said, one of the least. What are you doing for Jesus Christ? Are you wasting time? Are you giving him the leftovers? I'm going to read my Bible if I don't have anything else to do. I'm going to witness for Jesus if I don't have anything else to do. My leftover time. Or are you giving him quality time? You giving him the first fruits? What are you doing? Is Jesus Christ going to say, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant"? Or is he going to say, "Depart from me, you that work wickedness. I never knew you"? It's your choice. If you're a Christian here tonight or today, it's an awesome responsibility to represent Jesus Christ. Your talk, your walk is what people see. When you say you're a Christian and you're just doing the talk, but you're not doing the walk, you're turning people away from Jesus Christ. People where you work, do they know you're a Christian before you have to tell them? If you got to tell them, you're not doing a walk. They should see a difference. They should see that fruit of the Spirit, that love, that joy, that peace, that happiness, that meekness, that self-control that only comes through the Spirit of Jesus Christ living in your life. And if you're not a Christian here today, why not? It's the only decision that you'll ever make in this whole life that counts for all eternity. And the only way you're ever going to build up true treasures, the treasures in heaven. The Bible says, lay not up for yourselves treasures on earth where moths and rust do corrupt and where thieves break through and steal. For lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven where neither moths or rust do corrupt and thieves cannot break through and steal. For where your heart is, there will your treasures be also. Are your treasures heaven bound or just earth bound? There's, like we discussed earlier, the road to heaven is straight and narrow, and few be there to find it. Because it's a very narrow road, and there's only one way to heaven. Jesus Christ says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And no man cometh unto the Father but by me. John chapter 3, verse 16 through 18, it says, For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but through him the world may be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already. Romans 3:23, it says, For all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Romans 5:8 says, For while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Romans 6:23, it says, For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. It's a free gift. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 and 9, it says, For by grace are you saved through faith, and not of yourselves, it's a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. When a man says he's going to work his way to heaven, being good, be kind, being polite, you're boasting, you're bragging, you're saying you don't need Jesus Christ. For by grace are you saved through faith in Jesus Christ, and not of yourselves, it's a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Romans 10:9 says, If thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in thy heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Revelations 3:20 says, Behold, this is what Jesus says, Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open that door, I will come into him. Maybe the Lord's knocking on the door of your heart this morning, tugging. The Holy Spirit wants to come in. You've never accepted Christ as your Lord and your Savior. You never made that commitment, and he's tugging. He says, Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open that door, I will come into him. We're going to close here, and we're going to play a song. And while we play this song, what song is that? Turn your eyes upon Jesus. If the Lord's tugging, this is an opportunity for you to come forward. I have these booklets. They're called Knowing God Personally. If you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior, come on up here and I'll share with just a few minutes out of the Word of God how you can leave here, knowing for sure you're on your way to heaven. Your sins are forgiven. And some people may say, well, I don't want to go forward. You know what it says in Matthew 10:32 and 10:33? It says, If you confess me before men, I will confess you before my Father which is in heaven. If you deny me before men, I will deny you before my Father which is in heaven. Jesus Christ died on that cross publicly with his arms open wide. We need to confess him publicly as our Lord and our Savior. And as he died on that cross, some of the last few words he says is, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. No greater love ever shown than what Jesus Christ did on that cross for you and for me. And I know I'm on my way to heaven, not because I'm good, not because I'm kind, because I'm none of those things. I'm forgiven. Jesus Christ lives within my heart. He forgave me my sins. And that's why I'm here today. I'm a kid that used to hide in the restrooms of the church because I didn't like to go to Sunday school. I hated going to church when I was a kid. And I hated to get in front of people. And I hated to read out loud. I took special reading classes, special spelling classes, all those things. But the Lord changed my life, my priorities, and that's why I'm here in front of you today. Because I know He's real. And He lives within my heart. And I'm going to heaven. And I want all of you there with me. Come to Jesus. As the song plays, come on up. Give your heart to Christ. Okay.